Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 17th of March, Asking in Faith. The Lord wants us to make requests of Him, and we need to be able to make requests of others in our marriage and house. In fact, the reformation of our marriages and houses requires this engagement. However, we must ask according to the faith that we receive from hearing the word. In this regard, we are asking for what belongs to our sonship and to abiding in God. As James wrote, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Individually and as couples, we are to make requests through prayer, lifting up sanctified hands without wrath or doubting. The Lord Himself has said, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down to fortify against the siege mounds and the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but only to fill their places with the dead bodies of men whom I will slay in my anger and my fury, all for whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return, and will rebuild those places as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me." The references used in today's devotions are James chapter 1 verses 5 to 8, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, and Jeremiah chapter 33 verses 3 to 8. For further study, 1 Timothy chapter 2.